we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. So that is, by the way, I'm thankful for you, JP. I'm thankful. So we are thankful right now for the life of Hulk Hogan, who just passed away. Like the news just broke right as I'm coming on the air. 71 years old, and that was his intro song, right? That was his...
One of the greatest entrance songs
ever. Is that
his
walkout songs?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's that. Did he have pyrotechnics and all that as he did it?
Or? That was pre-pyrotechnics time. You know, that was the raw OG. Just walk out, steroid it up, and that's all you need.
Yeah, start slapping the guns. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, wow. So yeah, Hulk Hogan just passed away. He did lead an incredible life, and you know, I still remember distinctly because I worked at the Madison Twin Theater in the Parkway City Mall, the old Parkway City Mall in Huntsville, and we had Rocky III, and I can't tell you how long Rocky III played, and that's the one where he played Thunderlips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they made him out to be like he was 7'4", you know.
Yeah,
and that's because Sly Stallone is really not that tall, so it worked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, that's a loss of a personality. Plus, most recently, last year, he was ripping his shirt off on stage at Trump rallies.
Oh yeah, it's one of the best. You know, him speaking at the RNC, where he said, "When they took a shot at my hero," started ripping his shirt. You remember that?
He was
on the stage right after Trump just got shot, and it was one of the best. I think that was a speech right before Trump came on.
That
was awesome.
Yeah, that was. Well, I think, wasn't it him and then Dana White?
Yeah, I think Dana White.
Yeah, and then Dana White. Yeah, that was pretty epic. But how did he pass away? Was it a heart attack?
A heart attack,
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, his heart's been through some strain, you got to imagine, plus steroid use.
I would say, yeah.
You told me something about him, though, right before the show.
Yeah, just recently before he passed away, he actually got baptized. So
he accepted Christ and got mm-hmm. baptized? Wow, that's good. Way cool.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a picture on the screen. So who was that that baptized him? Do you know?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But yeah, it was just recently, one too long ago.
Well, that's pretty awesome. I know he had personal life issues at times, but we serve a loving, forgiving God, so I'm glad to hear it. Either way, there's a MAGA man who is now on to MAGA lands. That's pretty amazing. All right, we'll come right back, including telling you about Attorney Stan McDonald here in a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.